Going back to Daf Yud Gimel, where we spoke a little bit about Rav Meir. So the Gemara had mentioned, the context was the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, which was discussing the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Rebbe Eliezer, a mavui she'enoy mefulish. Do you need either a lechi or a koira? That's Beis Hillel shita. A lechi and a koira? That's Beis Shammai shita. Tu lechoyayin? That's Rebbe Eliezer shita. And the shaila was that machlokes true by all nevoyos, or maybe only a mavui that has an entranceway that's at least 4 tfachim wide. But it could be if it's less than 4, it could be in that case, less 4 amas wide. But if it's less than 4 amas, it could be over there, there's going to be no machlokes, and everyone's going to agree with Shitas Beis Hillel that oy lechi, oy koira is going to be okay. And the Mishnah said that Mishum Rabbi Yishmol Amar Talmud Echel Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. There was a Talmud who was learning by Rabbi Akiva. This Talmud had previously learned by Rabbi Yishmol. And this Talmud who had previously learned by Rabbi Yishmol came to Rabbi Akiva, and he told Rabbi Akiva something that he heard from Rabbi Yishmol. The Gemara said, who was that Talmud? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That Talmud was Rabbi Meir. And from there, the Gemara went on to be maflik b'shvachay shal Rav Meir. The Gemara said, "Amar Rab Acha Bar Chanino, Golui v'yodua lifnei Misha Amar v'hoyo ha'olam she'im b'doyrei shal Rav Meir k'moysa." That there was no one in the generation of Rav Meir that was like Rav Meir. Lifnei Maloi kavu alocha k'moysa. So why was it that they weren't kaveh the alocha like Rav Meir? Shelo yachlu chaver of lamed al soif tay, because he was so great. He was too good. People couldn't understand him. But the point is, Golui v'yodua lifnei Misha Amar v'hoyo ha'olam she'im b'doyrei shal Rav Meir k'moysa. Another thing that we saw in the Gemara was that Rav Meir was a cipher. The Gemara brought two brises that at first glance seemed to contradict each other. But Amar Rav Meir, Kshayisi Eitzel Rabbi Yishmol, Vayisi Matol Kantum L'Toychad Yoy. And then another brise, Kshayisi Loimed Eitzel Rabbi Akiva, Vayisi Matol Kantum L'Toychad Yoy. So we saw two things about Rav Meir. We saw that we saw another thing about Rav Meir. We saw that Rav Meir was a cipher. It's interesting. The Gemara says that when Rav Meir was learning by Rabbi Yishmael, so he did what he used to do by Rabbi Akiva, and that is he used to put kankantum l'toich hadiyoy. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael saw what he did, he was very disappointed. Amali b'ni, ma malachtecha? Amarti loy, I told him, lavlerani, I'm a soifer. Amali b'ni, avizor ben malachtecha. Sheb malachtecha malecha shamayini. Shemata mechaser oisachas, or miyater oisachas, nimses machrev es kol oilom. You have to be very careful. Because if you're going to add one letter, or you're going to have one letter less, you're going to be machrev. You could be machrev the whole world. Imagine instead of Hashem Elokeichem MS, you don't write MS, you write Mace. Imagine instead of Vayedaber Hashem Al Moshe Leima, you don't write Vayedaber, you write Vayedabru. Think about what can come from that. You can literally be machrev the whole world. See, he went on and he told them, I'm very careful, not just that, I use kankantum. I said, oh, kankantum, that's not good. No. Be very, very careful, but don't use kankantum. This Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, this part of it, is also a Gemara in Mesechtes Soita. It's also a Gemara in Masechtas Soita, Daf Chof Amar Aleph. The Maratzchios on that Gemara in Masechtas Soita brings three midrashim where you find that Rav Meir, who was a cipher, wrote in his Sefer Torah something different than what was written in the Sifrei Torah that we have. This is a Bereishis Rabba, it's in Parashas Bereishis, Perek Tes Halachehe. B'Toirasoi Shal Rav Meir Matzai Kasav. It was found in the Torah of Rav Meir that it was written as follows. V'hinei toiv ma'oid. Instead of saying v'hinei toiv ma'oid, v'yaro lekim es kol asha asa, v'hinei toiv ma'oid. So the pasuk says, toiv ma'oid. Rav Meir wrote on the side of his Sefer Torah, v'hinei toiv ma'ves. It didn't say toiv ma'oid. Rav Meir's Sefer Torah said toiv ma'ves. Another medrash. There's also in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Chaf, Yud Beis. V'yas Hashem alikim lo'odim lo'ishtei kosnos or, v'yalbishen. So it says kosnos or. Or is made of leather, of skin. Ayin vav resh. B'toyros asher Rameir matzei kasav. This is a Bereishis Rabbah. It didn't say kosnos or with an ayin, but rather said kosnos or with an aleph. Or. As in or. Light. There's another medrash. Bereishis Rabbah. Perik tzadik dalates. B'toyros asher Rameir matzei kasav. Not uvnei don chushim, but uben don chushim. Right? The pasuk says uvnei don chushim. Chushim was one son. It says uvnei loshin rabim. And Rav Meir, his Sefer Torah, but Torah Sasha Rav Meir Matzah Kasev, not uvnei don chushim, uben don chushim. So Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chaya says that al rishon, that's poshit, that I don't believe for one second that this is actually what it said in Rav Meir's Sefer Torah. Is it possible that Rav Meir had different gersoyos in the Sefer Torah? Instead of hinei toiv ma'oid, it said hinei toiv maves? Instead of Vayas Hashem Elokim LaAdam Elishtei Kosnas Or with an Ayin, it's said with an Aleph. How's that possible? Now Uven Don Chushin. Now Uvnei Don Chushin. Uven Don. You have a Kasha. So you can go ahead and you're going to change the letter. What must it mean? It probably means that on the side of the Sefer Torah, in the Sefer Torah, Rameya had a Gois. You have a Gois on the side of your Gemara, you have a Gilyan Ashas. So Rameya had like a Gilyan Ashas on the side of the Sefer Torah. Vinei Toiv Ma'ayri wrote, Vinei Toiv Mavis. Not Armetanayan, Armetan Aleph. Not Uvnei, but rather Uven. But says the Maritzchios. But at the very least, with these midrashim, you can appreciate the Gemara in Sight a little bit better. You can appreciate the Gemara Masech Nezerevin. Rav Meir walks into to Rabbi Yishmael, and he's a cipher. He says, let me see what you do. You're a laver? Oh, interesting. Let me see your Sefer Torah. He has a goyus on the side of a Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yishmael said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He said, Bini, my son, have izar b'malachtecha. You better be very, very careful. Shemalachtecha malach shamayim. Because what you're doing is so, you can't just write things on the side of your Sefer Torah. You want to write ha'aras on the side of a Gemara is one thing, but to write things on the side of a Sefer Torah, chalila, that's not something you could do. And that was the musa that he gave him. The reason he gave him such sharp musa, didn't give it to all the seifrim that he knew. He gave it to a mayor because there was a slippery slope over here. You're starting to change words. You're right, it's on the side. It's not. And if you learn the Medrash Kipshutai, then avadi, you understand where Rabbi Yishmael was telling Rabbi Meir. But the point is, you have to be very careful. B'ni avizar b'malachtecha. Shemalachtecha malach ha-shamayim. Shemata mechas or isachas. Or miyata isachas. Nimsis machre v'skol oilam kula. But I just wanted to end with one dvar agada. With one dvar agada. And that is, b'tayrosoi shal rameir matzai kosov. V'hinei toiv ma'oid. Didn't say v'hinei toiv ma'oid, but rather it said v'hinei toiv maves. We mentioned on Daf Yud Gimel that Rameyer achieved incredible greatness. Rameyer was to the level where it was goli v'yadua lefnei misham v'hoya oilam she'ein b'dorish o'ameir kemoisai. He was literally ein b'dorish o'ameir kemoisai. We mentioned from the Hilgich Sam Sofer, who brings from the Svarim HaKadoshim, in Parshas Vayechi, Avir Yaakov misham roya Evin Yisrael. Avir Yaakov is oisiyos Rabbi Akiva, with an olive. Misham roya Evin Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Meir, because Rabbi Meir was the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, they all died during Sfiras Omer. And then he rebooted and started again in the south, in the Dorim. And he had 5 Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon Bayichai, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. But from all his Talmidim, Misham Roya Evan Yisrael was Rabbi Meir. And that's why Stam Mishnah wasn't Rabbi Shimon Bayichai, and it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda, and it wasn't Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemya. Who's Stam Mishnah? It's Rabbi Meir. Misham Roya Evan Masiya Avonim. Said the Chassam Sofer, Evan is the cornerstone. It's the Evan Apina of the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Arizal said that Esav was Tzayid Befiv. Why was Esav Tzayid Befiv? Because the Torah Shabbal Peh comes from Rabbi Meir, who was Mekabel from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim. That's why Rabbi Akiva was never considered to be the Nasi in the Gemara Brachas Daf Chav Ches. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says in this Gemara of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, who did he come from? He came from Nero Kesar. Tzayid Befiv. Esav was Zoicha that the Torah Shabbal Peh came from him. Came from Rabbi Akiva, who was a Ben Gerim, and it came from Rabbi Meir, that was a Ben Gerim. But Avri Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva, Misham Raya Evan Yisrael. Rabbi Meir achieved unbelievable greatness. But we mentioned that Rabbi Meir didn't have an easy life. In fact, Rabbi Meir had a very, very hard life. Rabbi Meir was a Ben Gerim. He came from, he had aristocratic yichas, but Roman aristocratic yichas. Rabbi Meir lost his children, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Bruria Ishtay Shal Rabbi Meir. She was Chanka Atzma, the Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Meir Shfer was Chinim Ben Tradi, was one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. Rabbi Meir's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, he was also one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. Rabbi Meir's Rebbe, Alisha Bar Avua, who he was Acher. He was Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Miacher. You shouldn't have listened. Kol Masha Oymel Chaval Abayis Asay Chutz Mitzay. But at the same time, Alisha Bar Avua, he became Acher, right? So Rabbi Meir went through incredible challenges. If you go through Rabbi Meir's life, Rabbi Meir did not have an easy life. He went through a lot of adversity. But he became so great to the point where it's goli v'yodua lefnei misha hamava oyalam she'im b'doyra shera meir kamoises. I was thinking, had Rav Meir have the fortitude, would he take this inner strength to vaksois, to be stam mishna Rav Meir, tzayid b'thiv, toyer shabal peh, comes from Rav Meir. Right, where did he get this? He goes through challenge after challenge after challenge, and Rav Meir was able to overcome everything. You know where I think he got it from? He got it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who was Kol Mada Ovid Rachman Oletav Ovid. He was Mishamish Nochem Mishgamzu for 22 years, and he said, Kol Mada Ovid Rachman Oletav Ovid. So the Eibishter showed me a Metziah. I found a Metziah. This is Kemoitze Shalom Rav. I recently bought a Sefer. It's called Chazoin Lamoyed. It's drushes from Rabbi Loza Flakless. Rabbi Loza Flakless, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Night of Yehuda, the Rav in Prague, and they printed drushes that he gave during Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, straight through Hoshana Rabba, the Heilige Tev. These are drushes that he gave. So this is Chazoin Yud Beis, but this is a drusha that he gave on Hoshana Rabba, and this is the drusha that he gave. He said over, Shamati Mipi, Moiri V'Rabbi, Hagoyim Moireinu, Rabbi Yecheskel Landa. And this is going to sound familiar because we mentioned this once. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, on this world, when something bad happens to a person, he makes a Baruch Dayan Emes. If someone has something good happen, another glass of wine, or if somebody falls into something good, what bracha does he make? He makes Atoiv HaMeitiv. So on a tzara, it's Baruch Dayan Emes. On a good thing, it's Atoiv HaMeitiv. The Gemara says, La'asad La'avoy, everything is going to, a person's always going to say a Baruch Atoiv HaMeitiv. So the Rabbi Loza Flakless brings that Shamati, he heard from his Rebbe, the Noi Deb Yehuda, and then he writes, U'ka'eh zochinu lo'oiroi, b'sifrei ha'godol tzlach ha'masechtes psochem, v'timatzi ha'dvarim yoysen misudarim, ayin shom. It's printed in the tzlach, in Masechtes Psochem, dafnun amin aleph. And if you look at it in the Tzlach, the Yehuda says, he remembers when he was a child, that he heard a drasha from the brother Maggid. And the brother Maggid asked the Kasha, he says, I don't understand. It sounds like the Gemara is trying to differentiate between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, sometimes you make a Baruch Dayan Emes, sometimes you make a Atoy V'Ameitev. Good things, Atoy V'Ameitev. Bad things, Dayan Emes. Lasad Lovay, you can always make a Atoy V'Ameitev. So the brother Maggid said, Chvashtenish, Avada Lasad Lovay, you're always going to make a Atoy V'Ameitev. Lasad Lovay, it's going to be good. There's going to be no bad anymore. So if everything is going to be good, of course you're always going to make a Toiv HaMeitiv. So the Chal is good. So what's the Shail? What's the Habimin? You should make a Baruch Dayan Emes. There's no difference between the Zman of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. It's just that punkt. It's a punkt. Everything is going to be good. So the Noi Deb Yehuda said that he heard from the brother Maggid that he said the Pshat's like this. He asked different kashas in the Gemara, but here's the punchline. He said the punchline is, what the Gemara means to say is that in this world, we perceive sometimes good happening and sometimes bad happening. And when we perceive good, we make a Toiv HaMeitiv, we're excited, B'Shem HaMalchus, these are the best of times. Eis L'Smayach, Eis Lirkoit. But then sometimes, unfortunately, people have tzaras, and they have adversity, and they have to go through things in life. And then you make a bracha, but at the same time, it's Baruch Dayan Emes. Eivishto, I'm a Kabul, whatever you gave me, but it's a bracha, Baruch Dayan Emes. We see good and we see bad. He said, Lasad Lovay. Lasad Lovay said the brother Maggid, we're going to look back at everything that happened in this world, and we're going to realize it was all Atoiv HaMeitiv. Everything that happened was good. You see, that's not something we can appreciate in real time. That's very, very hard. To see today the good in everything, that's very hard. We mentioned that Nochemish Gamzu said, Gamzu L'Toivah. Right? Every bad thing that happened, he was able to literally point that and say, Gamzu, Achoydesh Hazeh, Melameh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shon Moshe de Levana, Kazeh, right? Gamzu L'Toivah. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud, he wasn't on that level. He said, more high level. I can't say Gamzu, I can't stare the Tzar in the eye and say Gamzu L'Toyva. But I understand that, but that's Oichet HaMadrega. But La'asad Lovay, everything we're going to make, not for the good that's going to happen, La'asad Lovay. What's the Shail? Of course you're going to make a, but even on the things that we set up, Baruch Dayan Emes for on this world, then we're going to see the Emes. And when we see the Emes, then we're going to say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv on everything. Everything. So Rabbi Loza Flakless said, so again, this is a Shana Rabba, right? So this is already right before Erev Shmini Atzeres. So he said, could be, this is we're going to say, Shmini Atzeres, Mashav HaRuach U'mayr Dageshem. So he said, Mashav HaRuach, when the Ruach goes down into the world, U'mayr Dageshem, your Ruchnius, your Gashmius, your Neshama's return, your Guf is returned. After a person dies, then he realizes Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed, that everything was B'Chesed. This was the drush of Rabbi Loza Flakless. But here's the punchline. So he says, Kubi, this is Pshat and a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash says, B'Tayrasa Shal Rameya Matzei Kasuf. They found on the side of Rameya Sefer Torah. It doesn't say Vihine Vayara Lekimis Kol Asher Asa Vihine Toiv Ma'od. He says, Vayara Lekimis Kol Asher Asa Vihine Toiv Mavis. Said Rabbi Loza Flakless, a Medrash Pliya. Vayara Lekimis Kol Asher Asa Vihine Toiv Mavis. He said, because sometimes in this world, it's impossible for a person to see the Toiv. But L'acha Misa, after 120, and Lasad Lovay, then a person is going to see Toiv. You know when you appreciate Vayara Lekimis Kol Asher Asa Vihine Toiv? Vihine Toiv Mavis. That's who said this. Rav Meir said this. This was written by Teirasa Shor Rav Meir. Rav Meir was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Akiva. He was the Pe'er, like the Chassam Sofer writes in Kovetz Shuvas. Avri Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva was Maim Talmidim Harbe. But he had one Talmud Muvik, more than all his other Talmidim. It wasn't Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda, it wasn't any of the 24,000 Talmidim. It was Rav Meir. And Rav Meir was his Talmud Muvik in learning. Stamish is Rav Meir, Alibit Rabbi Akiva, that's why it's also Rabbi Akiva's Timta. But he was also his Talmud Muvik in Anhoga. Rabbi Akiva lived a life of Kol Ma Da'avid Rachmano L'Tav Avid. Rav Meir also lived a life of Kol Ma Da'avid Rachmano L'Tav Avid. And that's why Rav Meir, no matter what was thrown in his direction, he became so great. And it sounds like Rav Meir wasn't on the level of being able to look the Tzar in the eye like Nachum Ish Gamzu and say Gamzu L'Toyva. And maybe he even struggled with Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe's Madrego, of Kol Ma Da'avid Rachmano L'Tav. But Rav Meir took solace in the fact that even though right now I don't even hear the Kol Ma Da'avid Rachmano L'Tav Avid, but one thing we know, it's a Gemara M'sachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph, like the Noid B'Yehuda heard as a young child. He said he was a child when he heard it from the brother Magin, and made a roshim on him that his Talmidim Rav Elazar Flektis was saying this over in Drashas B'Shmai, and he said that even in this world people we sometimes say Baruch Dayan Emes, but in the next world it's going to be all Atoiv Ametiv B'Toyros L'Shar Meir Kasa V'Hinei Toiv Ma'id. Even if I can't understand the Toiv, this is the Toiv Ma'id, this Bria, there's so much Tzaris in the world. You're right, Toiv Mavis. La'acham Misa, then we're going to look back and we're going to realize everything was for the good. This was Rav Meir's motivation. And this is again Rav Meir being the Pe'er of Rabbi Akiva. L'shoyne Azov Shal, HaChassam Sofer, Rav Meir being like his Rebbe and being able to be makabel everything that the Eibishter gave him. Ba'ahava.